The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We on mute. We ready? Oh, sorry, guys. I was just sitting here.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. That's on me, guys. I was sitting here. I was wondering. I forgot that we were starting the clock once Ocho sat down in the chair. So that's on me. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I'm your favorite uncle, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bingo Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, All Pro, Liberty City's finest. All the way, they call him Mr. Rail Rosado, but I call him Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. Please, please make sure y'all hit that like button and do us one more solid. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Thank you so very much. We're now officially at 1,187,000 subs. We're gaining, gaining, gaining. Please, please go vote for us for the Webby Awards Best Sports Podcast. We pinned the link at the top of the chat. Currently, we're in first place with about 12 days of voting remain. Please help, guys. We're doing a great job. You guys are doing a great job for us to go out and win the Webby Award for Best Sports Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to this. You can listen to us on Nightcap through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you got signed up and subscribed to the Nightcap podcast feed and listen to us. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We're back in stock. We're taking pre-orders only. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that if you order tomorrow, you had it by the end of the week or even the beginning of next week. But I believe, and what I've been assured, is that we do have enough to fulfill all orders. So thank you very much for doing that. Ocho, let's get right into it. And let's start with WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
He finishes the story.
Yeah.
He took down the tribal chief. Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns,
yeah,
with his patented move, the mm-hmm. Crossroads. And he is now the universal undisputed heavyweight champion of the world in a match you had to see with a lot of interference. Seth Rollins stuck his nose into it. John Cena, The Undertaker. And lo and behold, there was The Rock also. An unbelievable match. We had two championships change hands. We have two, not one, but two, a men's and a women's new universal champ.
Yeah.
Let's start with the match tonight, Ocho. I know you watched it. Cody Rhodes, the new universal undisputed heavyweight champion of the Rhodes. He takes down the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, in a match you had to see.
Yeah, listen, wrestling for me, you know, it's been a very, very long time since I've watched wrestling. But being that we were going to talk about it tonight, it's my first time watching since I've watched as a kid. Obviously, when I watched Hulk Hogan, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, Andre the Giant, you know, back in those days, the Dusty Rhodes, the original Dusty Rhodes.
That's Cody, rest his soul, that's Cody Rhodes' father.
You know, and the funny thing about it is I haven't watched in so long, I didn't even realize until I watched Cody tonight and got a better understanding. Well, wait a minute. Well, that brings everything full circle.
Yes.
So it made it that much better for me to be able to be back in front of a TV, watching wrestling again. And one thing about the WWE, right? I don't want to say it wrong. It's WWE, correct?
Yes, yes.
One thing about them, sometimes they've been known to drop the ball on the way scripts are written or the way shows are set up. But tonight's WrestleMania was one for the ages. It was one for the ages, and they didn't miss. They didn't miss a beat at all. And it was dope. Roman Reigns, who had the title for what? Almost 1,000. I forgot.
Over 1,300 days.
Yeah, over 1,300 damn days. Now we have a new champion, man. Congrats to Cody. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's next. Now you got me sucked back into wrestling. Now I got to play catch up.
This was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it might have been the first big event that the new chiefs in town, the new CEO, Triple H,
he
takes over for Vince McMahon. We know what happened. We don't need to get into that.
Yes,
sir. And they bring The Rock. This is the first time that Rock's put the trunks back on and actually wrestled in over 8 years. Mm-hmm. And so with Triple H's vision and with Rock, the great showman and the great businessman that he is, I think WWE is in great hands.
Yeah.
But back to Cody Rhodes, the American nightmare. All the thing that he's ever wanted was to make his dad proud. The American dream himself. Dusty Rhodes, the man with the bionic elbow, the figure four leg lock. Hey, he's here to tell you. Georgia's own, Marietta, Georgia's own. Mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes is at the top of the order in the WWE.
Right.
A tremendous match. It was a bloodlines match because Roman Reigns and Rock won last night. So he got all the interference. He had all the help that he needed. So they stacked the deck against Cody Rhodes, and Cody Rhodes would not be denied tonight. So he put him in his patented move, the crossroads.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Not once, not twice, but three times. And it was over. The ref counted him out.
Yeah.
And Cody Rhodes, the new universal heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
And I got an opportunity to witness it.
You know what's funny? Do you know what's the name of Cody Rhodes' finishing move? You know the name of it?
Crossroads.
The Crossroads? I'm finna try that on real. I'm gonna try to. Hey, I just got my TikTok going, so I think my first video on TikTok is gonna be me trying to do the crossroads on real. I'm gonna see how that go.
But it was unbelievable. Like I said, I think the thing with Triple H and I in charge of the WWE, they brought Rock back into the fold, and you know Rock is the great showman.
Yeah.
And you look at him, he hadn't had the trunks on in a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. But Rock was made for this. He had an opportunity growing up to watch his father, a la Cody Rhodes, and he went into the family business, and then he branches off and become what we know him to be today, The Rock, one of the greatest entertainers, not only in professional wrestling, but box office in Hollywood as well. And Cody Rhodes didn't want a handout. He said, I'm going to do it the hard way. Mm-hmm. And they fought. Every chance he got close, he was never able to cross the finish line. But tonight, he stands atop of them all. The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes is your new Universal Heavyweight Champion of the world. And it was a tremendous match. I'm sure, I mean, box office, two-night event, over 144,000 people attended. Mm-hmm. It was so big they had it at Lincoln Financial Field, the Link in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They had it in a football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big professional wrestling is. It was unbelievable. Man, my favorite was when the lights went off, you already knew what it was. You heard that music coming after.
Yeah.
I thought he was walking up, but when they cut the lights back on, there he stood, the Undertaker.
Yeah. Legend.
Bad. And when he power slam Rock, get it. That was unbelievable. But the previous match on Saturday night, it was Rock and Roman Reigns took on Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. It was epic. And because Rock and Cody Rhodes had won, it was a bloodline match. And because he won, they got interference. So, you know, the deck was kind of stacked against Cody Rhodes, so to speak. But somehow he found a way to dig down. He wouldn't be denied tonight, and he won. Ocho, we had an excellent women's match.
Oh, my goodness.
Between Io Sky and Bayley.
Yeah.
They're former partners in damage control. They were friends.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what happens when one friend has something the other won't.
Yeah.
I got to get it.
I got to have it.
We're going to set friendship aside, but I got to get it. And Bayley got the women's title back after beating former friend in Fraction, Io Sky. What did you like about this match? Because Io Sky is very athletic. I mean, she had to be a gymnast probably at some point in her career.
Yeah, it was good. It was very exciting. Again, for me, the funny thing about it, a lot of people won't believe this, but for me, this was my first women's match to actually watch. It was my first women's match to actually watch. You could tell that Io Sky, I don't want to say her name the wrong way.
Yeah, Io Sky.
Tell she's very athletic. She probably has a gymnast background, and also a dance background as well. And you could tell because of her athletic ability in the ring. So it was exciting for me to watch, and kudos and congrats to her.
Yes, and was that Saturday night where we had the three black women, Jay Cargill. I don't have the names in front of me, but I think that was the first time that three black women had a team. Bianca Belair and Naomi teamed up, and they wrestled. It was unbelievable. Congrats to those guys. It was an unbelievable match, but we have a new women's champion, and her name is Bayley. She takes down Io Sky, former Damage Control friends, Io Sky, and that's what happens, Ocho, when there's something on the line, we had to take that thing away from it. What else we got? Oh, we mentioned Triple H. I thought he did an unbelievable job. He's kind of been working in the background for the longest time. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's Jim McMahon's son-in-law.
Right.
And he's kind of been lurking in the background. Mm-hmm. He's kind of been prepping for this day to come. We knew this day was going to come. It came probably a lot sooner than everybody anticipated.
Right.
But I'm sure they had a plan in place that when Jim McMahon stepped aside, and probably he stepped aside a lot sooner than he wanted to, this was the natural progression. This was the pecking order in which it would go. And I think the best thing they did, they brought Rock back into the fold, made him a partner, gave him the name, The Rock back.
Right.
Rock has a great show, a great eye for talent. Mm-hmm. We had him on the show on First Take, and he talked about he wanted to be even global. He want wrestling to be even bigger than what it is. Mm-hmm. And no better person to take it abroad than one Dwayne DJ Rock Johnson. So I'm excited for Rock's role, and he's going to continue this WWE reign. And it was great to see him back in the ring with the trunks. Congrats, Rock. Congrats, Triple H. WWE fans, they're the winners. There are no losers tonight. I understand that Roman Reigns is a little disappointed, as is Io Sky, but the wrestling community is very pleased with what they saw today. Ocho,
most definitely.
Next segment, it's time for our segment to get started, and it's called a news cap.
News cap.
Dawn Staley and the Lady South Carolina Gamecocks have done it again. For the first time since 2016, the NCAA has an undefeated national champion, and it's the Lady Gamecocks of South Carolina. South Carolina capped off a perfect season, 38-0, with an 87-75 win over the Iowa Hawkeyes, avenging last year's Final Four loss that ended an undefeated season. Mm. As has been the case all season, it was South Carolina's depth on full display. The Gamecocks had four players in double figures, led by a career high by freshman Tessa Johnson, who had 19 points. Star center Carmela Cardosa chipped in, who was the most outstanding player of the Final Four. She had 15 points, 17 rebounds, and I think four blocks. Tiana to hit a pow pow. Mm-hmm. Pow 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 pow. Chip did with 14. Chloe Kids had 11 points and 10 rebounds. Raven Johnson. Last year, she was the young lady that Caitlin Clark, if you remember watching the game last year, she was like, I ain't even worried about you.
Yeah.
She said, I was on a revenge tour.
Yes, sir.
She was a primary, after the first quarter, she was the primary defender on Caitlin Clark.
And made it very
difficult.
And
they wore her down. They made it very, very difficult. She had 18 points in the first quarter. She finished up with 28 points on 10 of 28 shooting. Mm-hmm. 13 of those points came in the two-minute span in the first quarter. Iowa jumped out to a hot start, leading the game, Cox 10-0. But I felt very, very good because I knew the size of the Lady Gamecocks. No, did it. Pete Paul's now. I'm just saying. I just knew that. I just, because, you know, I know they just wait.
They waiting on you.
We knew I'm talking about in basketball terms. Don't y'all be going this. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm just the one time. I'm saying it for Ocho and I on Nightcap. No, did it. We knew the Lady Gamecocks were too big for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Right.
That size, 6'7" Cardosa. Mm-hmm. You had Watkins, who got in foul trouble, who had 20 rebounds against NC State on Friday night.
Right.
Kitts is another big rebounder. So we knew the likelihood, because if they miss a shot, they was getting second chance after second chance after second chance. If I'm not mistaken, I think they out-rebounded them 50-29. So that's a plus 21, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And the depth, Iowa plays basically five girls.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark wore down. I don't care what anybody tells you. She wore down. But you know why, Ocho? Because she's responsible for damn near all the scoring and facilitating everybody else because there's no one else that can really take you off the dribble. So if she doesn't create something, nobody does anything.
Right.
And so Raven Johnson hounded her for the entire second to third quarter. And so Dawn Staley completes her second national championships in 3 years. And she gave Caitlin Clark help for popularizing the women's game. And let's take a look at what Coach Staley had to say.
I have to congratulate Iowa on an incredible season. Awesome, awesome. And I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's gonna lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games. That we appreciate you.
That's dope. That's live.
Thank you.
That's live. That's live.
Ocho, you need to get some light, man. I can barely see you. I don't see no but teeth.
You calling me black?
Nah, I'm calling you midnight.
Hold on. Let me turn my light up a little bit.
You don't even think you got your light on.
It's on.
Hell, the eclipse was yesterday. Or Friday.
Hold on. Can you see me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, my bad. You know, I had my lights dim. I had my lights dim because, you know, I had a little romantic dinner in here earlier. But anyway, listen, this is what we need more of. This is what we need more of. For Miss Dawn Staley to come out and pay kudos and pay tribute to what Caitlin Clark has done for the game of basketball, especially women's basketball, is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. We need more people to do things like that as far as giving people their praises, giving people their flowers while they can smell them. Caitlin Clark, again, had a heavy load, and she is responsible for a lot of us that have really never watched women's basketball before, and I'm one of them. I'm just going to be honest with you, Unc. I've never watched women's basketball, but because of Caitlin Clark, because of Angel Reese, obviously Juju Watkins as well, Tessa Thompson, and some of those girls at South Carolina, it had me tuned in the entirety of the season, you know, trying to see what was going on week to week. And it was exciting. Tonight's game was very exciting. And I was a little spooked at the beginning because Iowa got off to a fast start.
Yeah.
Iowa got off to a fast start. Like, oh no. What's going to happen? Some adjustments are going to have to be made. But at one point, once South Carolina was able to come back, and not Tessa Thompson, Miss Johnson. Once Miss Johnson got on Caitlin Clark in that second half of the game and contested almost every shot and made things a little bit more difficult for her and not as easy, I say, oh, man, it's going to be a long night.
Think about the way she defended her.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make her go right.
Yeah.
If you get all the way to the basket, I got 6'7" there to protect me. I got 6'4" there, Watkins to protect me.
Yeah.
I got kids. So I'm going to keep you going to your right. I'm going to stay on your upfield shoulder. I'm not going to let you spin back because I know you want to go left and get that three ball off.
Right.
And so even if you make difficult shots, I'm going to make you exert a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You watched it as the game kept getting, she wore down and
wore down a little bit
because Raven Johnson picked the pockets two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
Something we don't normally see. Uncharacteristic turnover. We saw the frustration level start to rise, but that was South Carolina. They had a defensive game plan. We're going to make, okay, we understood that they played really good. Their supporting role played really well against UConn.
Right.
I'm going to see if you can do it again. I'm going to see if you can do it again. I don't believe you can.
You know, the funny thing, the beginning of the game, the first seven, eight shots, if I'm not mistaken, none of them was Caitlin Clark. So the supporting cast was playing well from the beginning, but they weren't able to sustain that throughout the entirety of the game. I think for the Hawkeyes to have won the game, Caitlin Clark would have taken that game over and scored damn near 60. She would have had to score 60.
She would need to get an efficient 40 plus.
Yeah.
An efficient.
You
know, when you go think about it, Ocho, she got 6 of those 10 points she got over the last three quarters from the free throw line.
Right.
So that means she only got 4 points on shots.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 of 20 over the last three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets you know, and it takes a lot. They did a great thing. They took her off the ball because, hey, Raven Johnson is picking her up 94 feet, hounding her every chance she could. Okay, we're going to let somebody else bring up the ball. We look at it. They had 3 players play at least 40 minutes. They had another player play 35 minutes, and they played 1 player play 27 minutes. So they got their bench players gave them no points and played a combined total of 18 minutes.
Right.
Where Watkins gave them 14 minutes, gave them 3 points and 5 rebounds. Fagan gave them 18 minutes off the bench, gave them 6 points. We got Johnson, gave them 19 points. Full Wiley gave him 9 points, 18 minutes. You see the difference?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, most of those girls from Iowa play young, excuse me. I'm going to say girls. I don't want anybody to call them girls. The young ladies played a large, heavier minutes the other night.
Right.
That's a quick turnaround.
Round,
40 minutes. You play 40 minutes. I don't give a damn if you're 18. I don't care if you're 20, 21.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of minutes.
Right.
And you're playing it. That's action-packed.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind has to stay focused because a lot of times, you get tired mentally way before you get tired physically. It's the mental that convinces you that you are tired physically. Mm-hmm. And so I thought Dawn Staley stuck their gun. I'll allow my players to play. Mm-hmm. A lot of coaches, once that thing got 6-0, 8-0, they'd have called timeout. Mm-hmm. Dawn said, hell, y'all got us in this
mess. Listen, let me tell you what. Wait a minute now. You can attest to this, and everybody in the chat can attest to this. Dawn Staley don't call no timeouts. Remember how your grandma used to look at you in church and she'd give you that look from the choir stand and you misbehaving in church and she'd give you that look. And when you get that look, you know, well, you better tighten up. Dawn Staley ain't calling no timeouts. Look at Dawn Staley's facial expression to her team from the sideline. She gonna look at you. That's the timeout right there. If you pay attention, Dawn Staley give everybody that look and you already know what it mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now. Tighten up. I ain't calling no timeout. It's Dawn Staley give everybody a look. Man, they get it right together.
Did you peep what she said? She said, we had scouted them. We was running their sets on Tuesday before we got here. Say, we kind of knew what was going on.
Right.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going guard. And then on top of that.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
So they were unbelievable when they needed to. The difference is, I think, this year and last year was South Carolina's ability to make outside shots. Because, you know, Iowa doesn't have the young ladies that can take you out, that can guard you off the dribble.
Right.
So it's best for them to stay in that zone. And unless you hit shots outside, they're going to punish you. Well, the thing is, even when they miss, because you got Cardoso, because you got Watkins, you got Kit inside, 6'4", 6'5", 6'7".
You got height.
Now
you got height
getting,
length.
You're getting you off, yeah, 51. I rebounded with 51 to 29.
Yeah.
South Carolina had 18 offensive rebounds. Mm. 18 offensive rebounds. Mind you, Iowa only had 29 rebounds total.
And listen, alone, Camila Cardoso, she had 15 points. She had 17 rebounds by herself.
17.
By herself. I mean, listen, a kudos to Don. For one, a kudos to the Iowa Hawkeyes. A kudos to all their players, especially Caitlin Clark. But what Don Staley has been able to do at South Carolina in such a short amount of time, she deserves it. She deserves, for one, they went 38-0. What, 38-0? They went 38-0 this year.
The 10th team to go undefeated throughout the entire season.
74-1 the past two seasons. And she's only been there 3 years and only lost three games.
Yeah. No, so she's been there longer. The last 3 years, their record is 109-3 with two national championships.
My bad. But what they need to do right. They got to do right by Miss Staley now. Well, we need to back
that. She's the second highest paid behind Kim Mulkey.
Now, yeah, we need to redo that, baby. We need
she
to
just
redo
did
again.
It.
We need to redo it again. We need to back the bring truck up one more time. Just one more time. Because you know what's gonna happen now is they're gonna go back again.
Oh, yeah, that's
they're
a young
gonna
team.
Go back again. Because what do you think all the young ladies are gonna want to go play now that are coming out of high school? Everybody going right to South Carolina.
You do realize her starting five from last year,
they gone.
Went to the WNBA.
Yeah, they gone.
The only person that's leaving now is Cardosa. Right. All those girls are freshmen.
Coming right back. Yep.
Young ladies are freshmen and sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. they're going to be back to contend with it again.
Yeah.
Bull Wally was SEC tournament MVP. Mm-hmm. Cardoso was the most outstanding player in the Final Four.
Right.
They got these young guards coming back. She's a defensive-minded head coach. She says offense will take care of itself mm-hmm. if we get after people. But if you know what? When she put Bull Wally in,
mm-hmm.
the pace changed.
Yeah.
Because now she can take it, go, man, if she'd hit that move, she hit a move, Ocho, we're behind yeah. her back.
We're behind her back.
Up yeah. under the other side. I mean, if you'd hit that one, I'd have left.
Yeah.
I'd have threw my team out the window.
Hey, she the real deal. She's been doing it all season.
She has been.
That was a really good game.
A lot has been discussed about Caitlin Clark's GOAT case.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. She's a D1 women's career, all-time leading scorer in mm-hmm. history. Most three-pointers in women's history. Mm-hmm. Big 10 career points leader. Mm-hmm. Big 10 assist leader. Most points in the NCAA tournament. Beat Shamika Holzkow by one, 484-79. Mm. The John R. Wooden Award, two-time AP Player of the Year, two-time Naismith Player of the Year, three-time unanimous first-team All-American, three-time Don Staley Award winner, three-time Big Ten Player of the Year. She is one of the GOATs.
Yeah.
But she can't be in front of Stewart. In my estimation, the greatest women's college basketball player is Breonna Stewart.
Breonna Stewart? Okay. Are you saying four titles.
Four outstanding MVPs, mm-hmm. three-time player of the year,
mm-hmm.
four-time conference player.
Right.
Until somebody do that,
right.
don't talk to me.
Right. Okay, so are you saying she's one of the GOATs, but she can't be the GOAT because she wasn't able to solidify it by winning a championship?
You remember we had this discussion.
Yes, sir.
You can be great.
Right.
Can't be the greatest. Not empty-handed.
Okay.
Not empty-handed.
I understand. I mean, I think there are a lot of people that will argue the fact with that because there are some great ones that have, let's say NFL for that matter. There are some great players. There are some great players that have played this game for many years. You understand how difficult it is to win a Lombardi trophy. But mm-hmm. the resume speaks for itself at times.
Yes.
Sometimes
yes.
you're not able to win a Lombardi, but you are great within your own right based on the accolades and what you were able to do throughout the mm-hmm. entirety of your career between those lines.
Right.
Does that take away from you being the greatest if you were never able to win a trophy?
No, you still be, I believe you can be great. You can be great.
Right.
I think the thing is when you start looking at the greatest,
right.
I think what you put up there, the reason why we say LT with all his stats, without Super Bowl rings, we wouldn't say he's the greatest defender. But not only, but what gives him the bump, LT was a league MVP.
Right.
Award that only quarterbacks win. Running backs win.
Mm-hmm.
LT won that award from the other side. He and Alan Page, since the merger, are the only two to have ever done that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in my lifetime we'll see it again, Ocho.
Right.
I don't believe we'll see a defender, especially with the rules, the way mm-hmm. they're set up for the offensive guys.
Right.
Because you're going to have too many quarterbacks to throw for 4,800, 5,000 mm-hmm. plus.
Right.
45, 50 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really, really hard for a defender to win that award.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark is a great, great player.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we put it in front of a Breonna Stewart, who has four championships, who has three, has basically a lot of the same awards,
mm-hmm.
but four titles and four most outstanding mm-hmm. players, or Shamika Holzkow, or Cheryl Miller, or mm-hmm. Diana Taurasi?
Mm-hmm.
That's unfair.
You know,
at the end of the day, it's all about winning.
Yeah. And what they will do, I think what she's been able to do is she's been able to give the game of women's basketball a different type of visibility, a different type of exposure. I'm not sure how to explain it, but she was able to do that. Maybe the times are different now. Maybe times are different now as far as social media is concerned, as opposed to it might have been there when Breonna Stewart was playing and some of those other young ladies were playing, but now it is heightened like to the gods when it came to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and those young ladies that are playing in today's game. Again, it had people watching the game of women's basketball they have never watched before.
Yeah.
And they were everywhere. They were everywhere. Like, I can't even, and I apologize to anybody in the chat that watches college basketball. I can't name any of the men's college teams that are playing let alone name any of the players that are playing in the goddamn mm-hmm. tournament. But I could tell you about 10 women that are playing.
Yeah.
Like that's the impact that they've had on the game so far. But I think for her and what she was able to do for the game is more than just not winning championships. Her impact
She brought it visibility.
Yeah.
I think with her and Juju Watkins, I think because the talent is so spread out.
Right.
With herself, Caitlin Clark at Iowa, Juju at USC, mm-hmm. Cardosa and the Lady Gamecocks, mm-hmm. and you got Paige Beckers. And so you got the game is so spread out. Mm-hmm. I've been watching college basketball since they had the first one, the Lady Teamsters, La Tech, when they beat Cheney State. They won back to back, and then they ended up getting beat by Cheryl Miller, and they won back to back. And then the first undefeated team was Texas, right. led by the great Clarissa Davis. Mm-hmm. And so I've kind of followed basketball or women's college basketball
right.
through the time. I remember when UConn finally burst on the scene mm-hmm. In the 90s
right.
With Rebecca Lobo. Tennessee dominated. Tennessee won three in a row, was going for an unprecedented third, and they got knocked off, if I'm not mistaken, by Duke. I think that was 99. Shamika's Holdclaw and Tamika Catchings, that team. And so I've kind of, you know, followed the women's game, and I know a lot of the great players. And so, yes, I think Caitlin Clark is fine, but it's just hard for me to put her in front right. of someone mm-hmm. because I said, like Cheryl Swoops. Go back and look at Cheryl Swoops, and I think that was 93, 94?
Right.
When she put Texas Tech on her back.
Right.
Dropped 47 in the national championship yeah. game. 16 of 22 against Ohio State, I think when they had Katie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. That's what Caitlin would have had to do. Mm-hmm. Score points like that. But do it efficiently.
Right.
But I thought Caitlin Clark was the best player on the court. South Carolina had the better team. And they wore her down. They made her work extremely hard. Mm-hmm. They fought hard. Raven Johnson and Breedham, they fought hard over screens. They didn't take the easy way out. Yeah. Well, I don't want this contact. Let me go up on the screen.
Right.
No, the game plan. Force her right. Big girls, when you still get close, step up. Be ready. Hey, be ready to get them hands up.
Yeah.
They understood the assignment. They carried out the assignment. And that's the most difficult thing because, you know, it don't take great players a half inch.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they need.
That's it.
A half inch. Mm-hmm. And it's because he can score like that. But give South Carolina tremendous credit. They did a great job. You can't rewrite history. You can't make up for what you lost last year because you was there and Caitlin Clark had an unbelievable job. She scored 41. But they came out with a mission today. They were on a mission today, and they win. So congratulations to Dawn Staley yeah. and the Lady Gamecocks of South Carolina.
Congrats.
They
congrats.
Win the Women's College National Championship 87-75 over Iowa Hawkeyes. Ocho, we got some breaking news. After 15 years at Kentucky, John Calipari is finalizing a five-year deal to become the next head coach of Arkansas. Calipari's longtime friends with John Tyson. You know him. You like chicken, right? He's the food. He's the Tyson food empire, and he's a huge Razorback booster. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, John Calipari is making $8.5 million a year. So in order to get him to leave a blue blood
right.
and go there, what must they be paying him?
What do you
but
think
if I'm
is?
Kentucky, but if I'm Kentucky, why am I upset about him going? What does he want? What does he want? Think about all the number one overall draft picks. Derrick Rose was the number one overall draft pick. At Memphis State, they didn't win the national championship. Anthony Davis, they won with him. John Wall, he had John Wall and Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
Ain't win nothing. He had Carl Anthony Towns. He had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Damn.
He had Devin Booker. Oh, yeah. Yes. He had all those guys. Number one overall draft pick, Derrick Rose, Carl Anthony Towns, John Wall, Anthony Davis. And you know what he got to show for it? One national championship. I ain't going to mention Devin Booker. I ain't going to mention Shai Gilgeous. I'm not going to mention all those other guys. Mm-hmm. Probably 15 number one, number one overall, but 15 first round picks.
Right.
And a lot. Oh, Jamal Murray. He's had 35 first round draft picks. Tyler Hero.
Well,
one title.
He done had some gangsters over there, boy. He done had some gangsters.
How about I'm going to name some of the names.
Uh-huh.
Anthony Davis, okay. Devin Booker, Shai Gilgeous, Tyrese Maxey, Malik Monk, John Randall, John Julius Randall, John Wall, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Jamal Murray, Eric Bledsoe, P.J. Washington, DeMarcus Cousins, Carl Anthony Towns, Emmanuel Quickly.
Wait, all
he got one title.
All in Wendell?
Yes. 35 first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
He got one title. Don't give me that. Hey, and I think, Coach, I've met him on several occasions. I think he's a great individual.
Right.
But he's underachieved based on the talent that he's had.
So, I mean, are these – I'm trying to think. Obviously, when these players were here, did they have the supporting cast to actually – was it
a
was
lot
it
of them played – John Wall and Karl Anthony Towns. John Wall and Boogie Cousins was on the same team.
Damn. That means
yes.
the other other teams that they had to play, or the teams that the year that Boogie was there, the year that John Wall was there, then who in the hell won that year that was that goddamn great?
I remember Karl Anthony Towns, they lost to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. That's when what's the guy's name?
Who?
Oh man.
Is it somebody in the NBA right now?
Yeah, Frank the Tank, he in the NBA, but he play about as much as me and you play in the NBA. He get them kind of minutes, me and you get. Well, Frank the Tank.
Well, how was the team at Wisconsin that much better than the team at Kentucky?
Nah, what happens is, Ocho, those teams realize if we get this young team in a situation, because they used to beating everybody,
right,
because they're so much talented. See, I get you in a situation you haven't been in. That's why you see underdogs. You see underdogs win. What do? They get the team that's supposed to be superior to them, mm-hmm, get them late into the ball game. You look up like, oh, my goodness, we got a fight in our hand. It's too late. You're in a fight.
Right.
Boom. So now we get them in the deep water. See, early in the game, you got all your strength. See, I get you late in the ball game. Now I can drag you out to the deep and drown you.
But if you do have all that talent, if you have a John Wall, if you have a Karl Anthony Towns, I'm thinking about them on an NBA level and understanding how good they are in the NBA. Well, hell, in college, you ain't that far off than what you look like in the NBA. I'm thinking they should run away with the goddamn game, especially when you take into account the other three players that's on the court.
The hard part is that all of these guys was five stars. You can't give him a whole bunch of shots and not give me five. I was a five-star too. Guess what? I was Mr. Basketball in Georgia. I was Mr. Basketball in California. I was Mr. Basketball in Florida. Mm-hmm. I was Mr. Basketball. I was Mr. Basketball whatever state I was in. Guess what? Mm-hmm. I was Mr. Basketball too.
See, now when you say something like that, the first thing I think of, well, hell, if you got five people that were Mr. Basketball in their respective states in high school, then it should make it that much easier in college regardless of who you playing.
How many? But see, when I was Mr. Basketball in California or in Florida, guess who got the bulk of the shots, Ocho?
But
can't get 25 shots, can you?
But listen, if everybody is Mr. Basketball, wherever they're from, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means they're already efficient. So if you got five Mr. Basketballs on the court, everybody has to be efficient. So it's not making any sense to me. If all of you are good,
could you be efficient with three catches?
It depends on the route.
Don't throw me
three shallows in there.
They're gonna throw you one dig or out and a bang eight.
Okay, I see you
see the thing is, Ocho, it's hard when a guy's used to getting as many shots as he wants, mm-hmm, and now look at Michael Jordan. Did you ever think Dean Smith is the only guy ever to hold Michael Jordan under 20 points a game? Mm-mm. College coaches don't build systems around player. College coaches expect players to come in and run their system.
Their system, okay.
And when you entrench, that's what it is. So he's leaving. Calipari produced 35 first-round draft picks since his arrival, mm-hmm, in Kentucky. One national championship, one runner-up, four Final Fours.
Mm.
Look at what Jay Wright. Jay Wright win national championship with Jalen Brunson, and we see what Jalen Brunson is doing. Yeah. Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo. Is any of those guys, Devin Booker, Shai Gilgeous, Tyrese Maxey, Julius Randle, John Wall, Boogie Cousins, Karl Anthony Towns? No.
Nah. Oh, that's crazy.
So if he's leaving for eight and he's making 8.5 a year, he's getting at least 10 to 12.
Who's the highest paid college coach right now, you think?
She probably would have been him. Because all our baby Bill Self.
Hey, what's the coach?
It was Cal.
What's the coach that used to be at St. John that looked like he was in the movie Goodfellas?
Oh, Coach Carnesecca?
No. He was at St. John.
Oh, Rick Pitino?
Yeah. Where is he at?
He's still at St. John's. Bill Self is the highest paid at Kansas. He probably will make 8.89.
Okay.
9.6. So he at bare minimum, he leapfrogged that.
Okay.
But Coach Cal felt the pressure. You keep going out in first, second rounds, and you get all these, you got all these first round picks.
Right.
It's not a good look.
Yeah.
And I talked about this. So we had this with Coach Greenberg. I said, Coach, he's underachieving.
Yeah.
Anyway you slice it up about guys staying, freshmen, and they're not going to be NBA players, he's underachieving. By no stretch of the imagination can you look at somebody, if Alabama and Georgia and Clemson had all those first-round picks going to the NFL,
right,
and they only had one title, people would say Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, and Kirby Smart underachieved.
I got you. You're right.
Bill Self makes $9.6 million. Coach Cal was making $8.5 million. Coach Izzo, about $6.2 million. Bruce Pearl, $5.7 million. Rick Barnes, $5.7 million. So with that being said, for him, come on now.
To up and leave.
Arkansas was a nice work when Coach Nolan Richardson had 40 minutes of hell. That ain't Kentucky. Mm-hmm. It's the same conference, but they're not a blue blood.
Yeah.
They're not.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure the recruits, recruiting players are obviously going to want follow Mr. Calipari there, yes?
A lot of people didn't like to recruit those one and dones because it says messes it up because you recruiting guys and they're going to be gone after 1 year.
Right.
But you see what Coach K did, he started recruiting one and done.
Mm.
Can't beat him, join him.
Right.
The greatest key to survive is adaptability.
Right.
Stop talking about the NILs. It's here to stay.
Yeah.
Go to your boosters and say we need $25 to $30 million to get the players that we need to get,
right,
either coming out of high school or in the transfer portal. Stop complaining. It is what it is. It's here now.
Yeah. I like that. We see a lot of coaches
scurrying away, Ocho, because now you don't have the advantage.
Yeah.
Man, like, you go look at Florida parking lot, go look at all them Dodge cars. All you see is challenges. You see what's in there.
Yeah.
Now, how you got 50 guys and they are like the exact same type of car?
Everybody. I like that.
Nobody want no Chevrolet. Nobody want no Ford. Everybody want a Dodge.
Yeah. I like that quote you just said now.
What that?
The greatest key to survival? Yeah. Say it again.
The greatest key to survival is adaptability.
Yeah, I got to use that. I like
you
that.
You got to be that. Able.
The greatest key to survival is adaptability. I like that's a good one now.
It's here. NIL isn't going anywhere. The transfer portal isn't going anywhere.
Right.
Yes, guys want to know how much time am I playing and how much money can I make?
Mm. Just like that. Straight business. Strictly business.
All I wanted my coach, I don't care if my coach was 2 months older than me. He could have been 2 days older than me.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to help me get better?
Mm.
And when I come to you with a question, I need you to give me an answer. Don't tell me you're going to get back to me. I need you to know. Because, hell, if you got to get back to me, I might as well go and ask somebody else. I might as well figure it out on my own.
Right.
I come to you. Have answers.
Man, that's crazy.
I think I'm entitled to them.
Right.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
So, Coach Cal, after 15 seasons, is finalizing a five-year deal to become the next head coach at Arkansas. That five-year deal, I guarantee you, is going to be probably $60 million. You got to blow him out of the water, Ocho.
Yeah.
Why would I leave Kentucky at $8.5 million to go to Arkansas?
And you think Kentucky didn't have a chance to actually to match what Arkansas was offering?
He knows. He knows the pressure. That's a pressure cooker.
Right.
When you get those type of guys, when you Alabama and you get those five stars, when you're Georgia and you get those five stars year after year, hell, they're trying to get Coach Day out of Ohio State. Bro, look at all this talent you got, and you ain't won no title.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Nah, when you keep getting those guys, you get Joey Bosa, you get Nick Bosa, and you got Chase Young, mm-hmm. and you got a C.J. Stroud, mm-hmm. and you got all these receivers, Jackson Smith, and you got Marvin Harrison Jr., Junior, yeah. and you got this one, and you got that one. You need to show me something.
Yeah. They had Justin Fields. Yeah, they almost.
And I ain't got nothing?
Yeah, they almost get that one
now. Almost.
Mm-mm. Almost.
Nah. Uh-uh. I can't do nothing with no almost. Hey, because there's going to come a time, the man, you will stand before the man, the man going to say, you almost got into heaven. Is that what you're trying to hear? You, wow. No.
Don't tell me that. Let me get a redo.
you got to do. You know, it's sports is very simple. Mm-hmm. Once you get to a certain level. Now, if you want to play, say, hey, it's a learning experience, but that's for kids.
Right.
That's for kids.
Mm-hmm.
You get to college, you get to the NFL.
Right.
It's about winning. Because you get paid a king's ransom to win, not to try hard. No, that's for kids. That's for 5 and 6 year olds, 5 to 10 year olds.
Right.
So, baby, you tried your best. You tried hard. That's all you can. No. But once you get to that next level, it ain't no try hard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get paid millions to try hard.
Right.
You get paid millions to do.
To win, yeah. Right.
So don't let anybody tell you, oh, they gave it. No, great effort. Mm-hmm. That's for kids.
Right.
But you then start making money.
You got to keep in mind. Now, we done played at the highest level for a very long time. You also understand how difficult it is to win. How difficult it is to put together a team that can function and be efficient year in and year out. It takes time to build a team. Trying to keep a team around or keep a unit together that has the chemistry to make it easier to win. For one, it's hard getting a goddamn quarterback. You got to get your quarterback in place first. That's the damn hard part. Because until you get that situation fixed, you can't work on nothing else.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the first and foremost. You have him. And when you have Justin Fields and you have C.J. Stroud and you have what you have, and look at all those receivers that they had.
Yeah.
It's hard to say they didn't underachieve.
You're right. You're right. When you put it like that, you're right.
Look at what they had, Ocho. Look at that. Look at all those D linemen. Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, and Chase Young all won Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those receivers that they had. Look at the running back, that offensive line. That's all I got. Hold on. Didn't Denzel Ward? Didn't that, DBs?
DBs.
Yeah.
And it has some boys come out of there now.
Top draft picks. I ain't talking about no bottom of the draft.
Top.
Probably underachieved. So, Coach Cal is moving on. I believe that deal is going to be somewhere around $60 million.
Yeah.
$55 to $60 million. I don't see him moving. Like you said, I don't see him moving for a 5-year deal for $50 million.
Nah.
He's got to, for me to uproot my family.
It got to make sense. Damn, that's crazy.
And even to a dummy, dollars make sense. CENTS or SENSE. It got to, if it makes dollars, it makes sense.
Yeah, most definitely.
And the more dollars it makes, hey, Ocho, you know they say money talk, but cash screams. You guys see screaming, Ocho. I'm just saying.
Especially the right amount.
Huh?
Especially the right amount.
You think about what's a lot going on. What people would do for money.
Mm-hmm.
Money ain't the root of all evil. It's the pursuit of it.
Yeah. Yeah. By any means.
Mm-hmm. According to reports, Michael Parsons has worn thin within the Cowboys organization. Shan Sharif of 105.3 The Fan reported, I've heard from way too many people this offseason. I'm talking about at least 4 different people that have told me that Michael has worn thin there. I don't know how much of it is true, how much it's actually hurt his reputation. I think the latter. I don't know whether this is behavior or some typical superstar. I don't know how damaging it is. But all I do know, I've heard far too many people that if Michael Parsons was out there, there would be a decent amount of people inside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco smiling a breath of sigh of relief. That's a lie.
A damn show is. And why?
That's a lie.
Why do they? It's not even, they aren't even in their offseason program. They're not even in their offseason program. So why somebody even make up something like this in general? For what?
Try to hurt his bargaining power.
Think about it.
You got two superstars that's up. You got CeeDee. Now, here's the thing. Think about it. Trayvon Diggs took $3 to $4 million the market value to stay.
Yeah.
I don't believe you're going to be able to get CD for $3 to $4 million. And I know damn well you ain't going to get Micah.
No.
Now, Micah might be willing to cut you a deal the second time around, but the first deal is going to secure three generations.
Yes, sir. And you say, well, his bargaining power is what it is. When you turn on the film, the stats are what it is. Right. Who he is and what he is as a player, it's already set in stone. You can't change that. Whether you don't like the way he is personally or whatever people are saying, oh, he's wearing thin. Fuck wearing thin. I know what the fuck he did. I know what he does.
Jerry released that.
My bad. God damn it.
Stop. I ain't never heard. Think about it, Ocho. You didn't hear nothing in the first year. You didn't hear nothing in the second year. You didn't hear anything in the third year.
Oh,
now it's time for the man to look for an extension.
Now we got problems. Now we have problems. Now he's wearing thin. No, he's not.
I know a guy. Reminds me of a guy.
Who that?
Shannon Sharp played 14 years in the NFL, 10 years at CBS. You never heard one thing about Shannon Sharp being difficult to work with.
Right.
Didn't hear anything the first 6.5 years. Now Shannon Sharp's on his way out the door. Shannon's difficult to work with.
You know how they do. It's always the game.
Go ask them same people that nothing. I don't even go there. It is what it is. But thank you very much. Thank y'all. I know how the game plays.
Yeah. But but why are they playing it now at this time? It makes no sense. You're gonna have to pay him either way. Because if you don't want to pay him, now what you're gonna do is what you don't want to do is you don't want to piss him off. You don't want to piss him off. Because now you got this coming out of it. And it's coming from inside those doors.
Of course.
It's coming from inside those doors.
Trayvon Diggs just teed. That's that weird shit. That's that weird is shaking my head.
See, Appreciate you listening. Now you cursing.
Man, I'm just reading. You know what I'm saying? And just put it up on the thing. And I just,
right.
I just read it verbatim because you know I usually say ish.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when they try to damage someone's reputation. Now, like I said, to put that out there. Because he heard the thing, Ocho, no matter what's said, somebody's going to believe it's true no matter what.
Right. Right. You're right. But I know one thing. I don't care what you say about him. I don't care what you say about him. I know what I get when that goddamn whistle blow on that field. I know what you get on first, second, and third down. I know what you get.
Yes.
I know what he can do. The numbers in the film and the eye in the sky, it don't lie. It never has. It never will.
But if the players, here's the thing, Ocho. Teams ask players to do things they never do themselves.
Yes, sir.
Which is give discounts. Tell me the time. Go ask Eric Shanks at Fox. Go ask Sean McManus. He's getting ready to retire, but David Burston is taking over. Go ask Jimmy Pitaro or Bob Iger. Who's at, what's the other one? NBC. I don't know who's at NBC. Go ask them. Did the NFL, when them contracts came up, did they give them a discount?
Absolutely not.
Now, here's the thing. This is what we know. The NFL had 2 years left on their original existing contract. They ended up, the players signed the agreement. They gave them 10 years of labor peace, and the NFL went and the NFL came back to the network. Said, we got 10 years of labor peace. We want to redo the deals. Now, I ain't telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you what I know.
I know.
Look at what Netflix, $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
Amazon, $1 billion, paid over $100 million just to have a Black Friday game. Now you got a Christmas Day game on Wednesday, a game on Thursday, a game on Friday, a game on Saturday, and a game on Sunday. Stop playing with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, now, it's chess, not checkers, and that's the game they playing.
Yes!
That is the game they playing. It's always been a business. When you understand the business, then you're able to separate the two. When you understand it's a business, then you're able to separate the two. No matter what owner is smiling in your face, no matter what your owner is telling you, understand at the end of the day, y'all are not friends. It is a business.
Yes.
And conduct yourself as such. And
yes.
Now go out there and play with a smile on your face. And remember, it's still a kid's game, but at the end of the day, it is a business.
The NBA owners and the players look at themselves as partners. The NFL partners is NBC, it's Fox, it's ESPN,
right.
It's Netflix, it's right. Amazon. It's not you, players.
Mm-mm.
That is the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So our partners, when they talk about partners, look how the owners talk. Look what they, when they say, look how Adam Silver, when he says, our partners, the players.
Mm-hmm.
NFL talk, Roger Goodell says, our partners, Fox, ESPN, CBS, NBC, Netflix, Amazon. Just saying.
Mm.
Gil just donated $200, says, drunk ass. Ish unk. this ain't nothing but OT. This old ginger tea with a little honey in there for my boy.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
What?
I got a nice little gift, man, came in the mail for me, man. Remember the other night I wore a colorful jersey? George Campos, man, he signed a jersey for me, man. George Campos.
I thought that said compost.
Nah.
I'm like, well, you...
Listen, legendary goalkeeper from my beautiful Mexico, friend of mine, Miguel Lozano. I know you watching, Miguel. I appreciate you. Thank you for subscribing. George Campos, when you see this man, thank you for the jersey. And I'm going to frame this up and hang it up. But what I'm going to tell you, you remember when I got in trouble? I got fined $30,000. And Miguel, who's responsible for getting the jersey to me and getting it signed by George, he sent me a sombrero. Remember when I scored one time?
Yeah, you had a sombrero,
yeah. Big sombrero and poncho?
Yeah.
Miguel is responsible for that damn poncho and sombrero. He sent me all the way from Mexico, so it was a real one. And matter of fact, he's responsible, and he owed me that $30,000 back for that. So, Miguel, when you see this, I need that $30,000, please. I appreciate the jersey, man. George Campos, if you see this, I love you, and I appreciate you.
Hey, Michael, keep doing what you're doing.
Don't stop, Michael.
But guess what? You know, the Cowboys, they might be the biggest brand, but they ain't the only team to play money.
Hey, that was a good one right there. That was a good one.
Check this out, Ocho. An anonymous exec says Jerry Jones could be sabotaging Dak Prescott. Mike Sandor of The Athletic spoke to numerous anonymous NFL executives about free agency moves for all 32 teams this offseason. And for the Cowboys, one exec insinuated that Jerry Jones was sabotaging the roster to depress Dak Prescott's price. The exec said, if the guy wants $60 million a year, you know what we're going to do instead. We're going to have an average team and you're going to play worse, and then you'll get a better price. What did I tell you, Ocho? Remember what he said? Jerry said at first, he said he was going all in.
Yeah.
Then he said he needed to do more with less. Now, did he say if it's a lie, he told it?
Yeah. Listen, you got to be able to read between the lines.
White men, I heard him say it.
Yeah, you got to be able to read between the lines. Cowboys fans, this is the person that is running the show. This is the person that says the team that he's been a part of are similar to that of the Cowboys when they won Super Bowls. He'd rather play the game than give Dak, the team, and the fans what they deserve. A team that is adequate enough to compete year in and year out. No, you know what? I know I got to pay Dak, so how can I sabotage things so I don't have to pay him and his value is not what it should be elsewhere either?
Can I do you one, Ocho?
Come on, man.
How about this here? I remember the man when he made Tony Romo the highest paid player in the NFL. Name the time Tony Romo had to play at the tail end of his contract. How many playoff wins Tony Romo got? Hey, I ain't saying nothing about no, it is what it is. I'm just asking you guys a question.
I don't understand.
He treated Tony Romo like he was Peyton Manning, like he was Tom Brady, like he was Drew Brees.
I don't want to help me understand. Maybe you might have a better understanding on what he's trying to do. What is he doing? What is Dak the point? What are you trying to prove?
Dak is one of the few players that Heisman polls Jerry. He keeps him at arm's distance.
Mm.
All the other players have ingratiated themselves with Jerry. Mm-hmm. That's not how Dak's been.
Well, it's a business. It's a business, right? Who are the partners? It's not the players. If I'm not mistaken, we just talked about that.
Yes.
Keep it. It's business. Keep it as that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dak is one of those that has kept it as that and understands that. especially with, listen, there have been so many times that Jerry, I'm not going to say has thrown Dak under the bus, but he ain't mean him right. He ain't mean him right. He ain't mean him well. So many times.
I mean, because when we look at it, if I'm not mistaken, he released Emmitt. He released Larry Allen. I think Troy retired, or he maybe he released him before he retired.
Right.
Same thing with Mike. So all this notion about, oh, Jerry loves his stars, check and see what he did with them.
Well, it's a business, boy. It will always be that, no matter who you are. Now, when you can play him when you're young, that's a different ball game. It's a different story. What have you done? What have you done for me lately?
Oh, okay. During the 2001 offseason, Troy Aikman was waived the day before he was due a $70 million, seven-year contract extension. Ultimately announced his retirement on April 9th. Now, hold on. Now, that's the quarterback that won three Super Bowls and was a Super Bowl MVP.
Every time. Wait. How much was he due? You said $70 million?
A contract extension, $70 million, a seven-year extension. But you got to realize, in 2001, $10 million a year was a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Especially back then. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So, I think he had, concussions. It was a concussion or it's back. He ultimately announced his retirement on April 9th after failing to find another team.
Failing? Oh, due to the back injuries, probably. Nobody wanted to touch him.
Because remember, Emmitt ended up going to Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
Larry Allen goes to San Francisco and makes the Pro Bowl. Didn't Larry Allen make two more Pro Bowls?
But Larry was good, bro.
Good? Yeah, hell, I'll make a case he's the greatest lineman ever played in the NFL.
I was with Larry a few times at the Pro Bowl, bro. But that joker there was strong, bro.
So... Well, that's what the Cowboys are doing. We know what y'all are trying to do, Cowboys. Michael, keep doing what you're doing.
Dak, hold your head, baby. I got you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps you get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.